This is Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, episode 27, for Wednesday, July 17th, 2019. Hello from Lincoln Public Schools. I'm Caitlin Lucan.
And I'm Mindy Burback. Welcome to Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, our podcast that gives you an inside look at the people, activities, and programs that make Lincoln Public Schools the wonderful place it is. Caitlin is joining me today as Brian is on a exciting family adventure to Chicago and Mackinac Island in Michigan. So Caitlin, my question to you, as we're winding down our summer, I was wondering, what is a summer family vacation that you most remember?
Ooh, good question. We went to Cape Cod a few times while I was growing up. I think it was the first time that I had seen the ocean, and I have many fond memories of like romping around in the sand and the water, and then we would always go to Ben and Jerry's afterwards.
Nice. Yeah, mine's not as exciting. You know, we did the traditional, growing up in Nebraska, Western Nebraska, the traditional South Dakota family trip where you go see the monument. Mount Rushmore faces, and we went to the Flintstone Land and Storybook Island.
Oh my gosh.
Evans Hot Springs, you know, all the traditional camping, fun South Dakota stuff.
That sounds like a blast. I've actually only been to South Dakota once on accident. I was at Chadron State Park and got very lost.
Very lost. You had to get very lost to get up to South Dakota from there.
Yep.
Well, Caitlin, what are on our website for stories today?
Yeah, let's take a look at some of the headlines. Jason Keese, our intrepid reporter, has been very busy gathering stories from LPS students this summer. First up, we have a Southwest grad who leaves her mark in Northeast Lincoln. Recent Lincoln Southwest High School graduate Emma Koff will leave behind no greater legacy than the generosity she has shown to the Northeast Family Center. The center will receive a $10,000 donation from Gatorade, thanks to Koff being named the 2019 Nebraska High School Gatorade Player of the Year for softball. Honorees from each state win a $1,000 donation to a nonprofit of their choice, and the opportunity to be one softball player nationwide wins a $10,000 donation for their chosen organization. Koff, who was that winner this year, graduated in the spring with a 4.3 GPA.
Wow.
Yeah, and wrote the winning essay about why the Northeast Family Center deserves $10,000. It's a really wonderful story.
It's a great story. And Jason Keyes also took photos, and you can see the Gatorade bath that they gave the Northeast Center
that's
director.
Such a classic.
So blue Gatorade. I'm sure he was sticky, and it's still sticky
yeah.
for days.
Hydrated, though. So hydrated.
So hydrated.
The Family Center, which is in the Havelock neighborhood, serves the Northeast Lincoln community and is the lead community learning center agency for Norwood Park and Brownell Elementary.
Congratulations to them.
Also on the website, we have summer school graduation.
Yay!
Roughly 160 seniors from LPS completed their graduation requirements by finishing 6 weeks of summer school on Thursday. I was actually there to take photos and do a little recording, and it was just wonderful to see the reactions of parents and students when they learned that they were graduating. We, in particular, have the story of one graduate, Boy Gottluck, was very excited about his future. I actually talked to his parents. They were very sweet. I'm very excited about my future, he said, wearing a blue graduation robe. I appreciate the support from everybody because there was a point in time when I didn't know that anyone supported me. It's a really touching story. Great pictures. Definitely go check that out on the website.
Congratulations to all those summer school graduates.
Lastly, families can now go online to verify their students' information, which is new this year for all families. Very exciting, very easy process.
Very
go
easy
online
process.
And do that.
I know every year I dreaded the first day of, back. You know, we'd go to the open houses and the schools would hand you this pile of paperwork.
Right.
And you have to go through and update the information, and you try to scribble it and try to make it readable because that's what the office staff had to go in and enter. And it just seemed like so many papers. And now we have that process online, and it makes it so much easier for families to just go onto a computer and fill that information out.
A really nice update. I, like many people, have really bad handwriting, so anytime I'm giving someone my email address in pen and paper, it's a real roulette about like whether or not they'll actually get to me.
Exactly. And you know, for those families who might not have computer access at home, you feel free to call your child's school because they are offering days where families can come in and update that information using school computers, which is also a nice opportunity. Well, Caitlin, it's our graduation series where we're going to get to hear from all of the high school graduation seniors and that we're speaking at graduation. And this week we get to hear from the Silverhawks, which is your alma mater. You
yes.
graduated and you were a senior speaker.
Yes, many, many moons ago. These are my my legacy.
This is your legacy. So this week we're going to hear from the Silverhawks in the Southwest High School class of 2019. This year's speakers include Isla Gunnich and Violet Hudson. Let's take a listen.
Good evening. My name is Isla Ganich. First off, I would like to thank all of the family and friends for coming out today to celebrate this momentous occasion with us. I would also like to thank Mr. Gelati and all of the Southwest staff for being the reason we are sitting here today. And of course, thank you to my fellow graduates for making my past 4 years at Southwest so memorable. Today is the day that we have anticipated for the last 4 years. And maybe I am the only one, but I honestly thought it would never come. But it is happening. And our futures begin today, as all days do, with one small step. I vividly remember walking through the doors of Southwest the first day of my freshman year, feeling unreasonably nervous to begin the next chapter of my life. Sophomore year, I finally found all my classes without asking anyone, and I decided which activities I wanted to dedicate the rest of my time at Southwest to. Junior year, I stressed way too much about the ACT and started to uncover what I wanted to do with the rest of my life. The first day of my senior year, however, my goals were different. I decided that I was going to leave my mark on the world around me. I was going to make a real difference. Unfortunately, I was quickly disappointed when I realized that pulling every single family out of poverty or single-handedly ending world hunger was simply not realistic, especially for a teenager living in Nebraska. I was rendered hopeless, as if I could not make a real impact on the world around me due to living in the state where it seems like absolutely nothing life-changing happens. But as the year went on, my mindset changed. After being forced to reflect on my GoPro hours in Salem's class, I realized that we, as humans, have been misguided to believe that we must do something extravagant to change the world around us. But through community service, I learned that changing the world is not some sort of large-scale process, but rather is a single, small action in our daily lives. We often fail to recognize that we are changing the world when we volunteer at the Center for People in Need on Thanksgiving Day. We are changing the world when we welcome the new family of refugees into Lincoln, just as people did for my parents. And we are changing the world when we simply believe that we have the power to make the world a better place through community service. In fact, Southwest has already done some pretty amazing things just over the course of this past year. We made a real difference when our school raised $1,029 for Make-A-Wish. We made a real difference when our school and Students Together Against Cancer raised $7,000 for cancer patients in Nebraska. And we made a real difference every time each one of you volunteered 20 hours. For some of you, those 20 hours seemed to last a lifetime. For others, they were a breeze. But no matter how you viewed those 20 hours, I can guarantee that each hour of service you gave impacted the lives of people within our community a tremendous amount. So continue volunteering past those required GoPro hours. Salem and Edelton aren't around to nag you anymore, so I guess you'll have to find your own inner motivation. Your motivation can consist of inspirational memes or treating yourself to food after you volunteer. It does not matter what it is, as long as you are working to better our community. So remember, living in Lincoln, Nebraska, instead of LA or New York, does not doom us to a life of mediocrity. We underestimate the power of our actions. We underestimate the impact we can make on the world around us. We underestimate the impact we can make on the people around us. The impact that our service can make on any community begins with each one of you. And it begins with one small step. In the words of Betty Reese, if you think you are too small to be effective, you have never been in bed with a mosquito. As we begin the walk towards our futures today, I want to remind you all that changing the world is possible. Your impact and contributions to the community have and will continue making the world around us a better place. If all 490 of us throw a stone in, we will make an everlasting ripple. Thank you.
My fellow class of 2019, some of you may know me as that girl who sings all the time, or the teacher's pet. Maybe you still know me as the counselor's daughter. It feels satisfying to put labels on our peers. As human beings, it is in our nature to seek the path of least resistance. Weed out the nerds. Avoid the jocks. Find your herd and stick to it, because that is where you think you belong. But who is telling us that we are destined for blind comfortability? What is that teaching us? Today, I only ask one thing of you. Remove any labels you may have previously given me and try to see me as simply Violet. As I stand before you, with our journey through high school coming to an end, I would like for us to finally take this opportunity to get to know each other. After all, what do we really know? Today, in high school especially, I feel like it has become second nature for us to assume things about people without ever getting the chance to sit down and know them. I know, for me at least, there are several of you who I've either seen pictures of, heard stories about, or I've even just seen you in the hallway, and through those interactions, I formed an opinion about you. I can guarantee that some of you have done the same to me. Why do we do this? Have you ever noticed that we tend to focus on our differences rather than our similarities? For example, when there was a cheerleader or a popular girl in one of my classes and she said something I totally agreed with, I found myself shocked. Why was I predisposed to believing there was no way I had anything in common with a cheerleader? She is a teenage girl just like me. We probably come from a similar socioeconomic background. We go to the same school. We signed up for the same class, and yet my brain had been wired to believe we lived in two completely separate universes. One of my closest friends right now is actually someone I used to really dislike, and he shared the same feelings for me. Until this past summer, he and I had never really spoken, and because of what we heard about each other through the grapevine, we each made up our minds about the other. Through mutual friends and activities, we found ourselves in the same place at the same time on numerous occasions. Rather than making it awkward, we attempted to make conversation and give each other a chance. Little did I know, this person I thought I despised would soon become one of my best friends. We have talked about this and actually laugh about it now because we have so much in common, and if we hadn't stepped out of our comfort zones and gotten to know each other, I would not have found one of my best friends. All of us have those people in our lives. The ones we think we are not that fond of, even though we've never actually talked to them. Imagine what would happen if we all gave those people a chance. It is easy to put up our walls and stick with what and who we know. It is difficult to go against what feels natural. But I implore you to do so. My dad has always told me, if your legs are not hurting, you're coasting downhill. We should always be working to grow and evolve. And in my opinion, closing oneself off from new environments and mindsets simply because it is easier is the antithesis of growth. We are about to embark on a brand new chapter of our lives. Think about the lens through which you saw the world these past 4 years. Reflect. Did you approach every situation and person with curiosity and an open heart? Did you settle into your preconceptions and make no effort to validate them? It is okay if you did the latter. For the most part, I did the same. But now is the perfect time to start anew. Think about all the new people you are going to meet, conflicting ideas you will encounter, uncomfortable situations you will experience. We will gain so much more from life if we open ourselves up to all of it, not just the parts and people we find comfortable. There is something to gain from every person we meet. We do not necessarily need to like someone to learn from them. And who are we to say we have nothing more to learn? We all do. If you can feel the wind in your hair and your legs are not hurting, You are not fulfilling your potential. You are coasting. Instead of looking through a lens of judgment, look through a lens of curiosity and be willing to learn about others, about yourself. Never settle for the path of least resistance. Never settle for the easy way out. Never settle for comfortability. Be the one to initiate that conversation. Hi, I'm Violet. Nice to meet you. Thank you for your attention.
Some great words of wisdom there from Isla and Violet. You know, I loved how Isla talked about how she had these grand ideas of how she was going to change the world, and then she was feeling defeated. I can't change the world. I can't do anything big. And then coming to the realization that it's those small acts, those small things that you could do every day that's going to make the difference to change the world for someone. And I just loved how her speech focused around that.
Yeah. I love that kind of translation of like the optimism that you might normally associate with kind of being younger and like translating that into like in a very adult and mature, like, no, like this is what I have to do and this is how I'm going to do it. It really inspiring.
Yeah. And she talked about, you know, the requirement for government and politics, the community service hours going beyond that. And she mentioned the teacher, Mr. Salem, and you had,
yeah,
Mr.
Salem. I was in Mr. Salem's GoPro class doing my 20 hours a few years back.
But I loved how she said changing the world is possible. And it doesn't have to be those big actions, the small ones too. And then Violet as well, you know, talking about removing the labels and don't assume that you know people just based on what you've heard, you know, really get to know people and it'll open up a whole new world to you.
Yeah. Which is a great lesson both in high school and as they're heading out to the larger world.
The larger world of adulting. So I liked that. I also liked what she said about focusing on differences. Sometimes we focus on differences and instead we should maybe focus on similarities and find some common ground.
Yeah. There's something you can learn from everyone.
Yeah. Well, next week is our last one. Hard to believe six weeks of this. Northeast High School will be the last one. We've got several speakers there. And then we'll go on to something else in our regular Stories from Lincoln Public Schools podcast. If there's anything that you've heard today that you would like to learn more about, there are links to everything, along with links to our calendars when we have them. We don't have anything on our arts calendars.
A little light as we gear up to head back into the school year.
But as the school year gets started, we will have stuff on our calendars. You can find all of that on our podcast page at lps.org/podcast. Also, if you'd like to subscribe or get notified each Wednesday when we push up a new episode, you can find us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, and Spotify. Links to all of these services are also at lps.org/podcast. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you, Caitlin, for joining us.
Thank you.
And we wish Brian a good family vacation, and he'll be back next week. Thank you for joining us for Stories from Lincoln Public Schools.